Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear here on Declare Your Independence. Hey, Ernest Hancock coming to you on the road again from Oklahoma. And we're going to be going to Odessa in the next couple of days, and we'll decide whether we're going to New England or we're getting right back on the land and start our escape. And we'll take you along with us. But I tell you, there's things you need to know. Mel Krell has been a guest before she hit it big, you know, back in the early days of Sam Tripoli. Said, man, you need to talk to Mel. You want to know what's up? Because all the questions that I was asking about a lot of things in Hollywood and so on, he's going, Mel. So we had her on. Donna put in the archive the link to that show, you know, the previous shows in the archive. So you can go back to that show and get La Beginning. So all my why's, you know, got answered. And the one thing that we want to make sure is that we need to know where we are now. And where we are now is Mac Damn. And Mel's been helping us understand. Welcome to the show, Mel K. How are you?
I'm great, Ernie. I'm so excited to be back with you. You were there in the beginning. You and Sam Tripoli were like, just go do it. Go speak. And I was like, okay, well, if they're telling me I have something to say, I'll just keep going. So I did. And it has been a wild ride.
You know, this is one thing that I wanted to make sure. I wanted to give you the opportunity to send me, you know, yakking, because I know you got to go at the top of the hour. So what does the audience, me and everybody need to know? Are we there yet? You know, it seems like we're there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So
share with us what you think we need to know. From the last time, give me a minute here, from the last time that we talked, you added something that was very needed by people like us that know something's wrong for decades, that something's wrong. These people are not right in the head. They're sociopaths. They have no empathy, no compassion. It's like a religion. You go, yes, it is. It's exactly like that. And then you went on to explain what happened. So the audience knows. We have to go over it. Your father is retired in Florida. You went and visited, and there was a military civilian intelligence backed some guy older, Hollywood, young actress, young lady. Well, let me tell you what's up. And then you started to scratch the surface, go back, and you were missing out on all the spirit cooking pedal orgies. And you're going, you know, what the heck, man? Who are these people? So this is, you went to Manhattan, you're writing a book, you're doing research, whatever. The Mel K Show came out. Thank you.
Yeah.
Pick it up from there. Tell us what we need to know, where we're at, where we're going. And I'm about ready to, you know, go try and, you know, save my family. So what do we need to know, Mel?
Well, you know, my background was I was actually a historical screenwriter, so I wrote screenplays based on history, turned them into fiction. So, you know, I bumped into the same names over and over, whether I was writing about World War One or Vietnam or, you know, expatriates, whatever I was writing about, it was always the same money. You know, you can't, I follow the money. So the Mel K Show, a big part of what I do is follow the money. And what I've realized over time is that we have a global public-private partnership, basically, that acts as a parent company of the United States of America that is above our government. And they've been for a very long time. Obviously, I think the biggest fraud committed on we the people and, frankly, the world is the United Nations, at least in our lifetimes. And, of course, that was created by Rockefeller in cahoots with the Crown and Kissinger and Brzezinski and all these people that believed, like, in Tragedy and Hope and in these other tomes that their insiders wrote, that they are a super class of people. And, you know, in his own biography or a memoir, Rockefeller states that he believes that a moneyed class of intellectuals is far superior than the autodetermination of the people. And that was his goal, to create such a thing. And then he went on to create the Council of Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, IPCC, which is where the climate nonsense comes from. And all of this is based on a concept, I believe, out of Kissinger and others, a lot of other demonic characters, in my opinion, that truly believe that they are above the people. So the 0.001%, the same people that created the Fed, the same people that have paid for both sides of every war, including and still, these people, they reside in this, I call it the international banking cartel. At the very top is this opaque Bank of International Settlements, which some people say is the original Rothschild Bank model, whatever it is. It's in Switzerland, and it has almost the same, people don't know this, it has almost the same kind of mystique that it's a vassal state type situation with total immunity. Nobody's ever been able to look at the books, very similar to the Vatican in terms of that. And yet, our 12 governors of the Federal Reserve and Powell go there a couple times, like several times a year, to get some kind of marching orders from this Bank of International Settlements that nobody can tell you what goes on there, other than that they are the, I guess, the pass-through for all money on the planet until now, when we have the BRICS nations saying we're not playing anymore. And if you look at the model and you follow the money, right under them are the IMF, the World Bank, World Trade Organization. Right under them are all the tentacles of the UN. You know, that would be UNESCO, World Health Organization, World Economic Forum, the UN, and then the NGOs, and I call them the philanthropaths, and then the Rockefeller and the aristocracy of America. Underneath that, basically, are our government. So if you start to understand that there is a supra group, I call them the parent company of America, that does not believe that the government it matters. And I believe they're all blackmailed and bought off or whatever. And they have, I believe, since the Patriot Act, most unconstitutional things should be repealed. It's a travesty of what happened to that. While, again, while we were down and out, the moneyed class, the super class, took advantage of the people and pushed it something called the Patriot Act that a lot of people in retrospect that passed it, Ron Paul has said many times, have said behind the scenes that they felt like they couldn't not pass it because it was called the Patriot Act. So once that happened, I think they created a fourth branch of the government, a unconstitutional intelligence branch. Out of that came DHS, TSA, DNI, the explosion of the NSA having, and they all have no oversight. So they're like a fourth branch of government, totally unconstitutional, that I believe has captured all the other three. And then Obama and Holder come in. They double down with the Department of Justice National Security Division becoming the prosecution wing of the unconstitutional fourth branch surveillance state. And then we have a fifth column I call the lawfare people. And they're the ones that are messing up the law all over the world. And they're putting in all the EPA BS, all the stuff coming out of these unconstitutional agencies, plus foreign policy, plus now they're, you know, they've turned all the weaponization is coming out of them, and they're out of Brookings and all of that. But if you follow the money on all of this, you're going to find that there is a group of people. I believe that these people are involved in something called, I mean, I know you talk about it, Agenda 2030, which was Agenda 21, which Barack Obama signed the United States onto in 2015 without telling people what it was or what it meant. And if you go to any of the websites, including the UN, World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, NATO, and you put in Agenda 2030, you're going to find the first thing that it tells you is that nation states no longer work. And that global problems require global governance, and that the future model will be a top-down global governance model where the 17 Sustainable Development Goals basically replace all constitutions. And going forward, they talk about the UN, our common agenda, or they talk about the World Health Organization treaty and all that. All that comes together in a technocratic, like a totalitarian type AI, you know, that is controlled on a blockchain with ledger technology. And that is how they achieve Agenda 2030. So everyone's thinking, oh, Obama signed on to that. Well, in September of 2023, O'Biden, as I call him, had a big event in my old stomping grounds of the carcass, formerly known as New York City, with the United Nations, BlackRock, the IMF, of course, representing the BIS, the Clinton Global Initiative, and a bunch of different tentacles of the UN, and they celebrated halfway to Agenda 2030. And then right after that, on the White House website, the Biden-Harris regime puts in their global goals for 2025 to 2030. Well, those global goals are about $3 trillion of our money that we obviously don't have, but they have coming out of USAID everywhere they need to regime change or do anything to manipulate the world. But all of those goals are to global entities, global banking entities. Because the last thing you have to understand is that all of these things, World Health Organization, UNESCO, which is what's destroying our education and our children, all these groups are giant consolidations of wealth into this 0.001%. This is the parent company of the world. We have one in America. It's a branch. But at the end of the day, what we're talking about is – and Chris Kissinger laid it out in documents. This is all on my website, on my opposition playbook page. But I have to tell you, what they're looking at, if people are listening and have seen Hunger Games, they're really talking about Pan Am, where they live. And this would be the Larry Finks. When I say the parent company of America, we know who they are. Bill Gates, Larry Fink, Jamie Dimon. You got all those bankers. Then you got Gates and all the NGOs, the guys that fund all the NGOs, Soros, Open Society, the Arnold, the Omidar. They're very obvious because they fund all the NGOs, all of them. It's crazy. Carnegie Foundation, all the original players, all the people and their families that were involved in the Federal Reserve still have places on this level. And they would like to, and Kissinger laid it out, 10 wards, you know, greatly depopulate, have 10 wards. Basically, they live in Pan Am, and, you know, Biden also put through the North American Treaty, which basically says that there's no borders between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, if people go look it up on the White House website. So they're walking us into Agenda 2030. And you have to remember, one of the people, I think Larry Fink probably has more power than anyone in America, including the president. And he also happens to be on the board of the World Economic Forum, one of the authors of the Great Reset, obviously behind the ESG score BS, also on the board of the Council of Foreign Relations, and also the only financial firm apparently allowed to do as they please in communist China. So you have to think about that. And then I think the hardest part for people to accept this is because in the past when we've had this kind of thing, we've had Germany's the enemy or China's the enemy or Russia's the enemy. Well, this time this is not the case. This is more like the book 1984. If you look at Orwell and you look at the description of the state in 1984, you'll see that they mock the Nazis and Mao and the Bolsheviks because they say that. And what we're dealing with, I believe now, is a supranational of all of our nations group that functions through the World Economic Forum, UN, and the International Banking Cartel in a way where they don't have any allegiance to any nation, to any flag, to any people, to any religion, to any, that's not what it's about. It's about a very small, tight group, centralized as your whole mission is always about decentralization, over the whole planet that is based on a financial system that is failing, that they need to very quickly jump to a digital financial system so that they can bail themselves out before that implodes and then take us all with them into this future where we all have to have digital global ID that's interoperable worldwide, that's run by AI and technocrats. But at the end of the day, the part that people can't understand is that there's no nation not involved. So China is at the top of that. You know, in Davos, they treat China like they're the king and queens of the event. But also at the UN, at the top of almost every agency is a Chinese Communist Party member. But there's also Russians with one foot in Ukraine and one foot in Russia involved. There's Americans, obviously, Fink and others. But there's this is all over the world. So we have a very – when I do the numbers because I try to follow the money, I have some charts and graphs. We're talking about about 20,000 people on planet Earth that believe that they get to decide the future for 7 billion other people. And it's just really ridiculous. And I'm grateful for the pandemic because it woke a lot of people up. But I'll tell you what, as I've gone down this path, it becomes more and more clear of A, what we're dealing with, and B, until the people of the United States of America, like you said before we came on, this Trump, they're not after me, they're after you, I'm in the way. No. They're not after America. They're after the world, and America is in the way. That is the controlled demolition of America. If we do not join their technocratic, totalitarian, blockchain future, they can't have it. And that is why the destruction of America is key to their goals.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So Mel got us caught up. You know, thank you. You know, a lot of people, they'll go way more, oh, my God, you know, and take the time. Skip to the end with Mel here. I want to run some pictures. Now, this is the one thing that I just want to add to that and get your response. It seems to me that a lot of people around the world got a dose of what it's really like, how America's supposed to work. I mean, you know, what they want to do and
right. What
happens is, you know, different things. But they people around the world didn't really understand that the United Small U States of America, you know, was like individual sovereign states supposed to be in a federalism kind of thing, that a lot of the states and the governors and people just went, bite me, we're not doing it. You know, we're not going into your COVID thing. We're not this. We're not that. You know, well, wasn't only Sweden that, you know, refused to work? No, it was South Dakota, Florida, you know, that kind of thing. So once they start to learn that, you know, it's not, America is not as ruled from Washington as they thought just for these reasons, you know, to not have this one size fit all goose step into the New World Order kind of thing, that there is resistance and people are encouraged to leave one area and go to another. You know, that they're understand that they have options, that there are freer states, and that's massively happening. Then the response is, you know, a mass immigration of coming in and shipping out to, you know, solidify control over districts. Blah, 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 blah. This is the one question that I think you might be able to answer more than most. The arrogance and the hegemonic mindset of the Democrats, but they them those. I mean, you know, both sides.
Right.
But the they them those who are they, you conspiracists? You know, the ones who won't leave me alone, that's who they are. So
right. This
is I get the impression that they're pretty confident they're gonna be in charge after this presidential election cycle. I get the confidence that they think that they're going to win. They're done. It's not going to be Trump. And even if it is, we're going to take him out. We got in control. And, you know, you bring on General Flynn. We don't care. We'll take the next one down. And we're going to. Steve Bannon's coming in. But we got, you know, 9,000 people that's going to take over the bureaucracy. We're going to fix it and get some. And then, you know, there's going to be justice will reign and we're going to whatever. So this election, because it's the most important election of our lifetime again. So this is, you know, the voting thing a lot of people are counting on. And I've been doing this a long time. It's not voting. That's like a side effect. The real America is the people. You have to have general public opinion and knowledge about what's really going on, a confidence in your own sovereignty over yourself. I mean, all that fundamental, basic founder federalist versus anti-federalist stuff. I mean, it's all coming back again, and it's for exactly the same reasons and against usually exactly the same families, groups, religion, whatever the hell it is. So I want to talk about that. The fact that you were in Hollywood and you could see this stuff on the periphery, the PR departments of it, and then it gets into the media and then the elected officials, it's as if they were doing it on purpose, you know?
Yeah.
It's as if there was a plan, you know? So what do you think is the real solution? It's not just that we understand and know it's bad. It's that you have the confidence and not the you take on the despair. Oh, well, it's too big for me. I mean, every human being, individual is going to have to make a decision. Are they going to support the beast that's devouring us? Or are you going to extract your sustenance to them in some way? You know, stop supporting them. So I want the role that media and Hollywood played in this, since you kind of had it up close and personal on that, is what? Yeah. You know, where do we need to defend ourselves against all the Netflix? I mean, I canceled Netflix and I couldn't even stand looking for a show to watch. I mean, you know, my God. So help us understand the propaganda and the education system. And when you do your beautiful rant like you just did, kind of get us skipped it. People need to go hear that again. I mean, that's all the stuff that we've been knowing as activists for decades. And then Mel just, boom, skipped to the end. This is what's up. So this is the mechanism by which they've gotten us to accept it. You know, we need to something. How do we recognize that, and how do we combat it?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have to understand something happened a long time ago, but it was actually announced probably 6 months before the COVID. Larry Fink had a speech people should go look at in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where he talked about going direct. He's very loud and clear about going direct. I believe that these people that you're talking about, I think it's the parent company. I don't think it's Washington, D.C. I think they have no power, and the Fourth Intelligence Branch and the lawfare people work for them, not for our government, and certainly not for we the people. So in my estimation, going direct, which is the super class, the bankers, the billionaires, the people that fund the NGOs, the people that I think that they are fully invested financially, fortune-wise, future, everything in the global governance model of Agenda 2030, that they are already a post, that the billionaire class are already post-America. So their whole future and fortunes and banking empires and all of them depend on Agenda 2030 happening. They've invested in it. That's the whole push for ESG scores, the whole push for the money laundering that is the World Health Organization, the whole push for the centralization, you know, is really for that. So Larry Fink has this speech, and he says, going direct. If you listen to what he's saying, and remember, he BlackRock, for whatever reason this has been allowed, really runs almost every company that we think is American, but they're really multinational corporations.
William Wallace, you stand in taint of high treason.
Against whom?
Against your king. Have you anything to say?
Never in my whole life did I swear allegiance to him.
It matters not. He is your king. Confess, and you may receive a quick death. Deny, and you must be purified by pain. Do you confess? Do you confess? Then on the morrow you shall receive your purification.
Free. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's hush money trial is over for Monday. Trump had this to say leaving the courthouse.
I got indicted. I'm the leading candidate. I'm beating Biden. I'm beating the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try and take me off the trail for.
The first witness, David Pecker, was called by the prosecution, but the trial halted due to the Passover holiday. The Senate is expected to pass a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan this week. Senate leaders are aiming for swift passage of the legislation, which was approved by the House on Saturday. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a significant gun rights case involving ghost guns, which are kits that can be purchased without background checks. The key question is whether the ATF has the authority to change gun regulations, or if this power lies solely with Congress. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreemansPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreemansPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides an understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears is already mature.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. With fees of less than a penny per transaction, Dash is made for spending. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're talking with Mel Kay, the Mel Kay Show. Now, Mel, we've interviewed years ago about her experiences living in Hollywood, actress, production assistant, working behind the scenes, and she is a
graduate of New York University, where she studied film. So she came at it from a professional standpoint, a lot of it in history and researching of documentaries, of which she's done a lot. And certainly lately we see her a lot of sharing with the public of what she's learned and keep coming up with the same names, the same families, the same people, the same tactics, the same goal. And her show has really taken off. And I remember early on we were really encouraging her to continue to do her research and to come out because she was passionate. She understood it. She saw it from the inside. You know, I know that she's concerned for the future of this country and things that we need to know. And we just wanted to get caught up with Mel and her explain to us what she's learned, which a lot of things is what we've talked about for decades. But now it's getting to where it's starting to hit mainstream. It's starting to bifurcate between those that know the truth and those that just freaking don't want to know the truth. So this is a really good conversation. It's short. We only were able to do just under an hour, but we agreed that we're going to be doing a much longer show when we have time and we're both solidified and planted somewhere, not on the road and so on, so that we can go ahead and get a much fuller understanding of what we think might be the solutions. Because it's a political year, it's war and 24, but is voting going to fix it? Is that what we're up against? You know, how far along has this gone? And a lot of us have been activists trying to warn people that it's not as safe out there as you think. And certainly in the advocacy and the protection of individual liberty by governments, they see that as a threat. And there's a plan. They got a plan. And they've been doing it for a long time. And Mel Kay has been making sure that we know about it. We're very appreciative of her new venture and glad that she's having success. And you'll be hearing more from her and on this show. You know, I guarantee it. We'll be taking care of it. More with Mel Kay right now. The mechanism by which they've gotten us to accept it. You know, we need to something. How do we recognize that, and how do we combat it?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have to understand something happened a long time ago, but it was actually announced probably 6 months before the COVID. Larry Fink had a speech people should go look at in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where he talked about going direct. He's very loud and clear about going direct. I believe that these people that you're talking about, I think it's the parent company. I don't think it's Washington, D.C. I think they have no power, and the Fourth Intelligence Branch and the lawfare people work for them, not for our government, and certainly not for we the people. So in my estimation, going direct, which is the super class, the bankers, the billionaires, the people that fund the NGOs, the people that I think that they are fully invested financially, fortune-wise, future, everything in the global governance model of Agenda 2030, that they are already a post, that the billionaire class are already post-America. So their whole future and fortunes and banking empires and all of them depend on Agenda 2030 happening. They've invested in it. That's the whole push for ESG scores, the whole push for the money laundering that is the World Health Organization, the whole push for the centralization, you know, is really for that. So Larry Fink has this speech, and he says, going direct. If you listen to what he's saying, and remember, he BlackRock, for whatever reason this has been allowed, really runs almost every company that we think is American, but they're really multinational corporations because they own the most shares. They direct it. Also within BlackRock, for whatever reason, they have Aladdin, this software program that tells everyone else what to do. So he's talking about going direct. What's going direct? Going direct is using the banks and the corporations to manipulate the public by skipping the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the government. So as we've watched what's happened, it's become a true fascist country because they do not care about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights.
No, I remember Fink saying, he's going, we're going to make them. We're going to make them do it.
And
you know,
he did.
You know, and I remember and this. This is LBJ when he goes to the corporations in the 60s, and they were, you know, prosperous, right. America, you know, make a bunch of money, but we're going to Vietnam. They start screwing up everything and deficit and military industrial, whatever. But he goes, you're going to be liberal because you can afford to be.
Well, that's what they're going like. You're going to pay because you can afford. Damn, we're gonna make you. How do we make them? We're gonna make them. And I mean, he actually says this. So I'm going. Yeah. Why would they say it? Is that a message to their side? Is this a pep rally? I mean, why would they come out and be so open about it?
Well, that gets to what you were saying about Hollywood. And, you know, when I was there for 20 years, over 20 years, and I'll tell you, and I started in the advertising side, they're setting up something so that we just accept it, in my opinion, that we think that it's a done deal. Like you're saying, the messaging going into 2024 is that MSNBC, which I believe is a fully controlled intelligence operation, and CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, and then all their USA Today, Reuters, all these frauds, Wikipedia. You know, I think that they are all messaging to us that it is too late and that the choice has been made and that we are just to accept it. And this is how I believe that this is also because, you know, back, I think we talked about last time, like Colonel Kino, that the grand Satanist that came up with our military psychological operations with the Operation Paperclip guys wrote Mind Wars back in 1965. But the NATO, first of all, NATO, for whatever reason, and I have a place on my resource page. It's free, Opposition Playbooks. I highly recommend go read some of these documents I have there because they've been erased from Google. But NATO has a document about cognitive warfare, and I firmly believe NATO, which is running its psychological operations out of Virginia for the world, has a document called The Battle for the Brain. And if you read this crazy document, it's terrifying. And it's basically Colonel Aquino's Mind Wars from 65, which he predicted by 2020 the military could take down any nation without firing a shot by psychological warfare. That they're like psychological warfare on steroids using the technology that's caught up. The obviously social media is a full operation. I mean, it is an operation from top to bottom, as you and I both know, being very censored. It's very clear what they don't want out there, which is empowering the people to empower themselves. But at the same time, they talk very openly about using human brains as weapons against other humans and how they can do it on small groups and big groups and how they do it through social media. And they put it all out there. See, this is why I love these people, because you can't call it a conspiracy theory if it's not a secret cabal, if they're putting it on their own websites.
Yeah, because we love you.
Yeah. Yeah, especially WeForum.org, the World Economic Forum. If anyone thinks anything is a conspiracy theory, you just go there and search for it. 2 seconds later, you're going to see a whole bunch of documents. Or Rand, head over to Rand to say, that's impossible. No, it's not impossible. But now a lot of that is on the website, and a lot of this stuff, I have to tell you, this is the scary part about Joe Biden, or I call him O'Biden, is that most of his executive orders, if you know about the 17 sustainable development goals they need to install the Agenda 2030 digital gulag future for all of us, Joe Biden's executive orders line up almost perfectly with the 17 sustainable development goals. So it's almost impossible. And like I said, you can go to the whitehouse.com right now, go to global goals commitment, Biden-Harris from September 2023. You're going to see they're done with America. And they're done with America because financially we are not their consumers anymore. Their consumers are the 1 billion people in China and the 1 billion people in India. They are living in a post-America world. Everyone remembers Obama walking around with his post-America book in his hand. They meant it. They mean this. And people have to understand the sooner they collapse America from within, and we don't see it happening because they have us fighting each other with the psychological warfare, the color revolution tactics within our country by the same people that go do it in foreign nations, CIA, NED, all these people. The sooner they collapse us from within, the more likely they are to be able to achieve their goal of getting us all on this global blockchain. I don't know if people are aware, in the Biden infrastructure deal and the other stuff, they have all of this technology for ledger technology, satellite technology, biometric technology. All of that is connected to the digital public infrastructure coming out of the WEF and UN and World Health Organization, Gates Foundation's behind it, Rockefeller Foundation, the UK, the Crown. They cannot achieve this goal unless we walk willingly into all downloading whatever they want us to download. They talk about it at the BIS and at all the agreements. Once we download and we are on this new blockchain that'll be controlled, it'll be interoperable is their favorite word now, which just means global. means global. And the question has to always be controlled by whom? Because this is taking out the concept of nation states, and it's in all their own documents. So like I say to people, you can think, oh, well, that sounds crazy. Well, guess what? They tell you what they're doing. All you have to do is take the time to even read one or two or three of what Klaus Schwab and Noah Harari get standing ovation.
You think it's hard to get people to do it, but, you know, your iPhone will start working better again if you just download the update, you know?
Exactly.
Your Microsoft's, you know, I had, God, who was it? It was Roger Ver. He just wrote the book Hijacking Bitcoin. I've had Roger on for many times over years. Well, what happened was, right when we were going on, my Linux and Microsoft, all computers updated at the same time, wiped all our profiles off of our OBS. And I'm like, you sons of... but Roger's cool, so we worked out. And like with you, we've had... two previous, but this has been scheduling and internet access and problems, you know.
And you and I travel a lot.
Usually we have our love bus, you know, but this trip we, you know, Eclipse and going to Midfest and having the, you know, my daughter's fifth wheel to take to Ohio. I mean, it's been a thing, so we don't have all our goodies. But the thing is that it has been obvious now to the world that America is a little bit different. There's a heritage, there's a history, there's this MAGA thing has come up. And I don't think they're so freaked out about Trump. They're worried about the support, the MAGA thing, the people kind of waking up, the Mel Krells. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm seeing the resistance. And it seems like these guys... yeah, they, them, those, I call them, you know, the T3, and the ones won't leave me alone. They are pulling the trigger a little early. Are they desperate? Are they starting to see that the people are waking up just a little bit? But we're so easy to manipulate, just long we can make our computer go where. Make sure that we need to upgrade our phone to make it go where. We need to do that. They're going to get us a little bit. We've got Chinese chips in all our devices. I mean, you know, it's kind of, you know, we're not that hard, except when it gets down to we start to feel that real existential threat on the concept of freedom, that they're lying, that they're usurpers, that they're in charge and they shouldn't be, that I don't believe the elections anymore. So what do you think about the faith in the elections, if that is something that they control? Well, you had a chance to vote, didn't you? You know, kind of thing.
Right, exactly.
So what is that? You know, is the election process in 2024 going to satisfy the people again or not?
Well, first of all, I think that we have to, because I have a lot of friends also that are libertarians, even anarchists, and I go on shows with some of these people. I go on that show with Sam with Union of the Unwanted, and some of these people, let's not vote at all. You know, No. A vote not at all is a vote for O'Biden to take us into Agenda 2030. People have to understand. And again, as much as you might like or dislike Donald Trump for whatever reason, I see him as sand in the gears towards the global governance, because people have to remember, no matter how much you feel about him, the law, what he did to the globalists by pulling out of the World Health Organization, pulling out of UNESCO, pulling out of the Paris Climate Accords, pulling out of TPP, pulling out of the immigration compact from the UN, pulling out of all this stuff, questioning NATO, these are the people that hate Donald Trump. They're the globalists, the people that are already invested in the global model. All those things I just listed are imperative to be in place for them to pull it off. They need these authority agencies as cover. Those are the ones that'll be, when I say who's running it, those agencies they set up to run it. Well, Trump's pulling out of them one after another, going on the ground of the UN saying, we are never going to be a globalist nation. We're always going to be America. We're always going to have our own flag. Go into World Economic Forum saying the same thing. So for people that didn't understand maybe that Donald Trump was pulling us out of Agenda 2030 and still don't get that, yeah, he's a globalist, he's innocent. Oh, really? Because that cost those lunatics probably $20 trillion, what he was doing. And in real time, and you saw Soros up there and Fink and everyone freaking out, the crown, freaking out because of Donald Trump. He's a threat to democracy. He's a threat to the world. He might pull out of this. He might pull out of that. No, you know what he is? He's a threat to them. He is a threat to this model. Like him, hate him, I don't care. What I do know is he is sand in the gears of the global governance model. He is also, because they spied on him, because I will tell you, I have plenty of evidence, and I've done it on my show even with Cash Patel or George Papadopoulos or other people. They committed treason and sedition. I don't care if you like or hate Donald Trump. There are people that are still running this country that not only spied on him and his campaign and other campaigns, not just them, but then continued to spy and undermine and lawfare and spy and inside and outside and switching around all the way through the plandemic, all the way through the Transition Integrity Project, and put themselves back in power. And a lot of those people from Crossfire Hurricane and Mueller and Weissman and all of it's fake. They all know it was fake the whole time. They set it all up. Put themselves back in power. And they're running the fifth column lawfare against Donald Trump still. The same people that did that in Donald Trump's lawsuit that was dismissed against the Clinton Foundation and, I mean, the Clinton campaign and everyone that was involved in Crossfire Hurricane and all of that, which I also have on my opposition playbook on my free resource page on Mel Kay's show. You read that. These people committed a crime that against we, the people. And so when you say, what are we going to do? The first thing, I have a book coming out called Americans Anonymous based on the 12-step program of AA.
12 steps to get off the government?
Yeah, well, I say that we have an addiction to conflict and chaos that is fed to us by our government and the media. And at the end of the day, I believe probably 20% left of center and probably 20% right of center identify as, because both are totally fraudulent. There is no left and right. But those that identify, actually at this point, I think not only agree that the entire government is corrupt and broken to the core and does not care about any of us, but I think are basically right now on the same side. And if you really can drill that down to what you were saying before, which is it's got to go back to pre-1776, where we might be on different sides on issues, but we're all on the same side on freedom, because that is really what is on the ticket in 2024. If we are forced onto this blockchain that Biden has executive orders about biometric data, ledger technology, and you won't be able to get your benefits from Social Security or Medicaid or Medicare or unemployment if you are not on this blockchain that the government's controlling, when it's not the government. It's above the government. It's the banking institutions. If you're not on that, you won't be able to participate in life, you know, going forward. And we'll never get out of that model that they have set up. So what I say right now is, like you said, we have, 3,400 or 3,200 counties in America. That's where the power is right now.
Counties.
In those counties.
Yep.
In America. And right now, D.C. is a cesspool. That is a totally compromised place, just like Hollywood. Totally compromised. And it's because the same money is above both of them. The same money, the same what I call the superclass, the parent company running America, runs all of it. And they are the ones invested in the global governance model, because their future financially doesn't depend on America anymore. It depends on multinational globalist organizations and companies and the global market, not the U.S. market.
So yeah, I want to inject this. You said counties, because this is something as activists we saw happen.
Yeah.
When they did the Kyoto and Rio de Janeiro climate stuff, and we're all going to save the planet and everything, that was right at that time around them was when Daddy Bush come up and said the New right. World Order. Well, that was a trigger pull for these guys. And any minion that had any kind of conference, they, man, it's, woo, now's the time. We're pulling the trigger, and here we go. In Arizona, Maricopa County, which is the largest county in freaking United States, they had a vote to do what was called regional government. It was, I think, about 96, 97, around in there. And there was a John Birch guy that is called, he owned a jeweler chain in there, and he had some money, and he came to us, and he wanted us to do some printing and newspaper that we had, ad, whatever. And it was in opposition to that, and the regional government they wanted to do at county level lost like 50 point something to 49 point something, you know. So they, of course, blamed us. But what happened was, in there, you could see what they were planning to do. When the smart city effort came out here in Arizona, where they had the three-legged stool of academia, you know, Russell Crowe, NQTEL, CIA, you know, the president of ASU guy. And then you have the business community, which is all the super high-tech Intel people and Microsofts and whatever here in Arizona.
Right.
Then they had business. And, you know, it was business, academia, and policymakers. You know, they had, so it was city council, state legislators, that kind of thing. They go smart city. When we were looking at it and how they're funding it and all this kind of stuff, Patrick Woods from technocracy.news and I are friends. He would do a presentation, all the technocracy stuff. And I want to do the funding thing. How they, well, in Cleveland, we put a fee on this, and then, you know, in Pittsburgh, we did this. In Chicago, oh, we had some really good times. Here's how we raised a bunch. And they had all of these programs in a PDF in the book. I downloaded it, got it. It's on Freedom's Phoenix. So you go, yeah. The funding for it and what they wanted to do is, you know, we rule you, so saith our local WEF kind of thing. So,
right, exactly.
But it was the same, and I had a friend go find, because it was kind of before the internet would archive a lot of these things, is that the election in 96, around there, I couldn't remember exactly what year it was, I could go find it. He found it in a library archive in Mesa, Arizona, is the only place you could find what they actually put on the ballot in Maricopa County in the mid-90s. And it was the same thing. And I'm going, wow. Yep. I recognize what they were doing. When they did the environmental, the trigger was pulled, they did it by county. That's why it's the county prosecutors, the Soros right. district attorneys, and all that kind of stuff. When you had the lockdown and you got COVID and stuff going on, who came with a shiny badge, a fine hat, and a clipboard and says your restaurant, your gym, your salon, your whatever is closed? Who was that?
Right.
It was the county. So they had invested all this.
From Philadelphia, we expect a declaration of independence.
Our rights are being threatened by a tyrant 3,000 miles away.
Would you tell me, please, Mr. Howard, why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away? An elected legislature can trample a man's rights as easily as a king can.
Mark my words. This war will be fought not on the frontier or on some distant battlefield, but amongst us, among our homes. Our children will learn of it with their own eyes. And the innocent will die with the rest of us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.